別に。Did you do that? When last did you pillow your head on your husband's chest while he's watching Arsenal and Barca? When last you stay in the kitchen for 2 hours, what are you cooking? You can't even come around. That's why as a woman you must improve on yourself. You must know a little about everything. Isn't that your husband and your children are discussing? I see. What did you see? You can't even contribute anything. I see. You don't even know the name of any club. You don't even know. And say, when they say Barcelona, say, is it the wife of Obama? It's a woman. No man wants an old bride around him. You must keep improving on yourself. Even if you're a great grandmother, you're somebody's wife. And it is your responsibility to make that man happy. Make him laugh. Stop dwelling on all his mistakes. Be happy. Sometimes my husband puts me on his back, you know, and all that. Sometimes I try to put him on my back. He's bigger than me, you know. I just want to call forth the little boy on his inside. Come out. Come and laugh. Come, you know, and all that. I was watching you, your body language. And I said to myself, they are truly happy. If you are happy, you can't hide it. You see some couples? The woman wants to speak to them. Yes. They're always looking straight. What is wrong with you? Why did you get married? Marry your friend. It's not every time you have sex. I've been married 31 years. It goes down after some time. I'm telling you, if your life is based on sex, you've lost it. So there must be other things that will keep the marriage going. As the man ages, the generator is also... It's true. When we're newly married, you could have sex 4 times a day. In the kitchen, in the bathroom, anyhow, anywhere. That's why I always tell couples, when you're newly married, don't let anybody interfere, because you need to bond. It will tell in the evening of your marriage. It will tell in later years. Sex is like the water that mixes the sand and the cement in building. So you must have it anywhere. It doesn't have to be initiated by the man. It's a sign of immaturity to say, until my husband, I don't want to appear cheap. Excuse me, you are living in Stone Age. It's your husband, it's your marriage. Because some of us we have African backgrounds. You don't want to say, I want sex. Okay, let me teach you what to say. As you are serving, maybe you're serving his food or something, just whisper to him in case the children are there. I want a flight to Jerusalem tonight. The man understands. All you say to him, tonight, I like you to make deposit without withdrawal. He knows what we're talking about. Coin your own language. Coin your own language. Hallelujah. Why are you laughing? Be spiritual now. Be spiritual. So, the man's heart was merry. Make your husband happy. You determine, you dictate the mood of your marriage. As a woman, it's your power. God has given it to you. It's a secret code. When mama is not fine, nobody's fine. When mama is not happy, nobody's happy. So it's important for you to make the man merry. Now, scientists have discovered now that one of the greatest causes of death in women is cancer caused by unhappiness. So you better enjoy your life. When I turned 52 years ago, I made up my mind. Number one, to dress with my future in mind. Number two, to be happy in spite of anything. Number three, not to hand over the driver's seat of my life to anybody. Let God be pleased no matter who is offended. It doesn't matter how you feel about me or what you feel about me. It is your cup of tea. You can drink it till eternity. But as for me and my household, I shall be happy. Don't let joy takers take your joy. Sometimes even when your husband is wrong, his ego will not want him to submit. But you just make up so that you can bring peace into the marriage. May the Lord help you. Amen. Every time you travel, get something for your husband. You know, I told you I was in Kenya. I led my students. And when I was coming, I got to this mall and I saw this trophy. World's best husband. So I picked it. And my husband and I were on that trip. So I tried to hide it in a way that the next thing I saw my students, they all going there to buy. I said, oh, this is good. So I said, I've never given my husband any gift. I said, what? You must, not just on his birthday. I write letters to my husband. I post it and he receives it. Just to say I love him. Sometimes I just wake him up in the dead of the night. Not for sex, not for anything, but to just validate him. And let him know how special he is. Not that every time you wake your husband up, which is for quarrel, in the afternoon when you were talking. Surprise him. Make him happy. The devil will try to make you not happy, but please make him happy. Please stop thinking like it's the man that must always make you happy. You too, you must. Let your husband know that you did not waste his life by him marrying you. Let him know that it's not a crime. The Bible says, for this reason shall a man leave his father, L-E-A-V-E, 5-letter words, and cleave to his wife, 6-letter words, C-L-E-A-V-E. That means after marriage, your husband's life must be better. If not, you are a witch. Somebody said, you are a witch is now, you know. It's just my vernacular way of saying you are not normal. So your husband's life must improve. Repackage him. This thing is in repackaging. Repackage him and let him be happy. After this conference, start doing all these things. Take with your husband, you know, take him on a date, you know, invite him to dinner. Present him a bouquet, write letters to him. Sometimes you use a piece of chalk or your eyebrow pencil to write, I love you. Just something crazy. And those of you that call your husbands by their first names, from today, look for a pet name. Babe, honey, sweetheart, something. After this conference, say, we've been married 20 years, it doesn't matter. When you get home and you start, and your husband said, what is all this? When did we start? I said, we're just starting now. It's never late to start. I have different names for my husband depending on what I need. When I call him darling, that's normal. When I call him baby, he knows it's going to be serious tonight. When you hear me say Bishop FAA, I'm asking for money. So I'm reminding him that he's a man of God and he must take care of his family. My husband too calls me all sorts of names. He calls me darling. When you hear him, he calls me funky baby, because my name is Funke. When you hear my husband say a funky baby, that means I'm angry and he's trying to appease me. A funky baby. Whether I like it or not, I'm just trying to be careful. I don't like it, or you know. And then it's over. If you give him a pet name, he will also give you a pet name. So please, make him happy. The man is tense. All sorts of things happening to him. You know, be his shock absorber. Sometimes it's not easy. He's betrayed. His expectations are not met. He's broke. No man wants to be broke. He can't meet his manly duties and responsibilities. Be there for him. Support him. Make him happy. Don't allow your husband alone to pay the school fees. Help him. That's why you need your own as a woman. Please, I ask that you be a mother indeed and a matriarch, not just in title, but in reality. Let your husband know that you are there. So that when you are older and you also need help, he'll be there for you. I read a book written by T.D. Jakes. When his wife was involved in an accident, and for a long time, T.D. Jakes had to be pushing her in the wheelchair. Somebody said to T.D. Jakes, "Are you not tired of pushing this woman?" He said, "I am believing God for a miracle. But this woman has done so much that I am ready to push her in this wheelchair throughout my life." I was preaching recently and I asked the ladies a question. When David was going to marry Michal, the Bible says that the father said, "I don't want money, I don't want anything, just give me 100 foreskins of the Philistines." You know what a foreskin is? That's not easy. That means he's going to kill the people and then take from their private part. That was wicked on Saul's part. But that was what he wanted as dowry. Hear what David said. "I will not just give you 100, I'll give you 200. Because this woman deserves it." And I'm going to ask you the same question. If your husband were to repay your dowry, will he reduce it or increase it? By reason of what you have contributed to his life in these last 5 years that you've been married, or 10 years, or 30 years. Will he reduce it? Because some women are thorns in their husband's lives. Rottenness in their bones. Many people condemn my Michal. I don't. When I preach about worship and all that, I bring out lessons from her life. But excuse me, that woman stood out. For a man to say, "I will double your dowry." Do you know that after David had become the king, after Saul died and all that, and David got back to the throne, the Bible says that David said, "Bring back my Michal for me." By this time, my Michal was married. And when she was being brought to the king, her new husband followed her crying. That's to tell you what that woman weighed. The old husband gave double the bride price. The new husband was crying. And the person said, "You better go back, if not, I will kill you," before the man now went back. That's how to be a relevant woman. Did you hear what T.D. Jakes said? Some men wish their husbands would be dead, and they are not evil men, but these women are just suffocating them. These women are so insecure. "He must not greet anybody too much. You are looking this way, but you are saying everything. He must not handle anybody. He must not be close to any sister. He must." What did that sister tell you? "What did you do? You just kill yourself with hypertension. You just die of blood pressure." Because you can watch over your husband 24/7. If he wants to commit adultery, he will still commit it. It is only what God keeps that is kept. The next one, number 5. The Bible says his heart was merry. The Lord help you to make your husbands happy. He went to lie down. He went to lie down. Many husbands cannot lie down because of their wife's constant trouble. What does it mean? When you lie down, you are at peace. When you lie down, you are restful. You are in a restful position. When you lie down, your organs rest. In fact, medically, some part of your body are renewed when you sleep. Between the hours of 11 p.m. and 5 a.m., your liver, your kidney, even your hair. Do you know that children only grow taller when they sleep? And because many of them don't want to sleep, so they take ill, and then they are compelled because they stretch when they sleep. It's a mystery of God. Many husbands cannot lie down. Many husbands are not at peace because of constant trouble. Wake up, wake up. You are the one I'm talking to. Let me. We've not finished talking about that. Every little thing, quarrel, quarrel. Some women are so quarrelsome. Some of them, you pray them out of your church. They are so quarrelsome. Every little thing, there must be a quarrel. And their mouth will be running and running and running. Every rumor in the church can be traced to them. They are the CNN of Transformation Life Center. Talk, 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 talk. At home, everywhere. Let your husbands lie down. Let them be at peace. Stop troubling them. Give them peace at home. Let the man be blessing God. When the man lies down, he's in a correct state of mind. He can see vision. You can see that the head is one of the smallest parts of the body, but it controls everything. It controls the nervous system, the central nervous system. It has the eyes with which we see. It has the ears with which we hear. The mouth, the brain. That's the man. You are the body. You are the neck. You turn the head anywhere. That's true. But the man is the head, according to the Bible. So if you don't allow him to think and to be at peace, men are like the elastic. You know that rubber band? Sometimes they just want to pull away from you a little. They just need their space. Not that they are quarreling with you. They just need to be quiet. They just want to think. A man is different from a woman in a minimum of 5 ways. One of them is the way they think. A man thinks deeply. A woman does not think as deeply as a man does. She only thinks faster than a man. Because when you are pregnant in the 29th week, and it's a medical fact, if that child is going to be a girl, nothing happens to her brain in pregnancy. But if that child is going to be a boy, the right hemisphere is cleared off. And that's the area of emotions. That's what we use for emotions. So you say, my husband is not expressive, he's not emotional, he's not, you know, only once in a while do you find men. Many of them learn it. They learn it. You have to teach them. A woman juggles with both sides of her brain. That's why a woman can do many things at the same time. A man can do only one thing at a time. Let your husband be driving and you're drawing his attention to something. He will remove his leg from the throttle. What did you say? You say, be going with this. He's a man. He's different from you. You want to prove me wrong. Okay, tomorrow, leave your 3 children with your husband. Your baby, your toddler, your 4-year-old. Tell him, I'll be back just to get some groceries. As soon as you leave, the baby wakes up. The toddler poops. The telephone rings. The doorbell rings. And then the food on the cooker. The first thing the man is likely to do is go to the window side to see if you're coming. That's what he's likely to do. But excuse me, this is what a woman manages every day. She knows what to do, but because she thinks, she juggles everything. You can't compare your husband with yourself, and he's not wicked. He's not inferior. Say, my husband, you don't even know. No, he's a man. You're married to a man. He has to learn to understand you. And you know, a woman, you know you are very expensive as a woman. You know, my husband tells me, say, you are even more expensive than my car. I say, that's why I'm a woman. When you think you have understood a woman, she opens another page. The woman is laughing now. The next minute she's crying. Say, what's wrong? I don't even know. Even me, I don't know. It may be her cycle. That's a woman for you. I say, woman, I don't know. I just don't feel like talking to anybody. I tell men, when there is a misunderstanding and your wife says, leave me, just leave me alone, and she's going, you better follow her. When...